Для того його Анна знати вистава. І сказати, якщо це слово отця по-русски, я хочу обратиться і к тем, которые здесь находятся, и к многим другим, слушающим нашу передачу на английском языке. Before I read the epistle of St. John Chrysostom and speak in Russia, both to those of you whose language it is and to the many, the millions actually who are listening during this night to our broadcast, I would like to say a few words to you and to all those who also in this country and in all the countries of Western and Northern Europe are listening to our message. When God created man, he offered man life eternal, his own life to be possessed, to be fair. And man answered God's gift and offer by betrayal and forced upon him death. Death upon the cross. The Father has delivered into all human hands his only begotten Son, his beloved one, as though he was saying to us, I have nothing else to give, and I give you all I possess, and now I have nothing left. Nothing left? No. Because in response to the gift of God, mankind, in thousands, in millions, in the course of the last 20 centuries, has responded to the gift of God, to the trust of God, to his faith in us, to his hope that the sacrifice will not be in vain. And indeed, God, who entered into this world, took flesh, became one of us, and endured the death which we men inflicted upon him, conquered death, and through death itself opened a road for us into eternal life. God has conquered. And this is the peace which we give to him. The greatest joy and the greatest triumph of God and of man. Our joint victory and our joint rejoicing. Indeed, the feast and the event of history without which there is no Christianity. St. Paul would have remained a ruthless persecutor of Christ and his followers had he not met face to face on the way to Damascus the risen Christ. Christ alive who had died on Calvary. And he says the truth when he proclaims that if Christ be not risen, then we are the most miserable of men, because all our faith, all our hope, all our life is built on nothing but a delusion or a lie. But it is neither delusion nor a lie. Through 20 centuries, witnesses have stood up and said that St. Paul's experience, St. Paul's knowledge of the resurrection is true, that truly him who who died on Calvary was God himself become man, and that he rose truly in the flesh from the grave, transforming the world into a completely new world, a world in which the last word is not death, but life, not hatred, but love, not fear, but daring and exhilarating endeavor. And this is why Christ came to his disciples on the evening of his resurrection, says to them, as my Father has sent me, so do I send you. Before these words, before Christ had appeared to them, the disciples were in terror, because they thought that life, love, truth had been defeated. And now they went into the world, fearless and daring, because they knew that they were possessed of eternal life, that Christ was sharing with him his life, the life of the risen man Jesus, and the life of the eternal, only begotten Son of God. And they were not afraid of those who would take away ephemeral, temporary life from them, because they knew that nothing could take from them life eternal. And this is the feast in which we rejoice. This is what we sing. This is what we have been proclaiming tonight with all our faith and all our knowledge of God and of Christ. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to those who have believed and have proclaimed the truth which we now can share, the life which we can now also possess. Many have received this message in the last 20 and more years from this church. Many have rejoiced in the faith of Christ. Many there are who have worshipped God. Many there are who have read books which were born from the life of this congregation and come to life, receive support, consolation, hope. And this is why I address myself now, beyond you who have already heard me speak of it, to all those who are now listening wherever they are, with a cry for help. This church must be saved. This congregation must be able to continue to preach the gospel, to proclaim the faith, not only here, but in Russia and in all the countries of the Slav language. We must continue to bear witness to life and to love and to hope and to faith in men. But unless you, all those who hear us, help us to save this church, it may return to secular use, because we must buy it and we cannot do it unaided. So help us, if you treasure what you have found here, what you have read in books, what you have met in the sympathy and the love of people, in the stillness, the serenity, and the exaltation of our services, in the quiet and steady witness of orthodoxy. Help us by praying for us, that God give us steadiness, courage, faithfulness to save this church, but help us also, if you can, materially, by sending here to my name whatever widows' mind you can spare. and if you can, give any cost to yourself, because it will be returned hundredfold, not to you, but to other people who need God's word, who need God's love. This church in any small gardens has been for many a place where they were reborn and renewed. Help us to continue to serve everyone who is in need, without distinction of color, of creed, simply because